Imam Ahmad Ridha, guiding souls with wisdom's grace, guiding souls with wisdom's grace. A grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace, a grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Life of the Grand Reviver And inshallah we will look at the expertise of the great Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Ali Rahma in the various sciences in this episode. He was a polymath scholar. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him immensely. And in particular, we will speak about his expertise, his great knowledge in relation to Quranic interpretation, Tafsirul Quran. So in the previous episode, we covered his masterpiece work, Kanzul Iman fi Tarjamatil Quran. And we mentioned how he, subhanAllah, miraculously would dictate the translation of the Quran. And when the ulama would go, the likes of Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, rahmatullahi alayhi, and others, to cross-reference, to check those tafaseer, those classical tafaseer, they would find that what Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma had dictated, meaning the verses of the Quran, they were exactly in accordance to the interpretations of the a'imma, the classical scholars of tafsir, subhanAllah. Now, how knowledgeable was Ala Hazrat in relation to tafsir? SubhanAllah, we find in Fatawa Razaviya Sharif, his magnum opus, that in various maqamat, he has mentioned tafsiri aqwal, tafsiri points, a lot of beneficial points for the ummah. And also, on one occasion, it's related that Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma began writing the tafsir of Surah Duha, short surah of the Quran in the 30th para. And we know that in this surah, Allah Ta'ala mentions the kamalat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, his father Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi alayhi. We mentioned that Ala Hazrat's father, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi alayhi, wrote a tafsir of Surah Alam Nashrah, which is the surah that comes directly after Surah Duha. And that particular surah, Ala Hazrat's father wrote a tafsir of that surah in 500 pages. Subhanallah. So this shows the maqam of Ala Hazrat's father, his level of expertise in tafsir. He was a mufassir in his own right. And Ala Hazrat Ali rahmatur rahman, when he wrote a tafsir or began writing it, subhanAllah, what was the outcome? First of all, it's mentioned that at a tender age, a young age, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma delivered a taqreer, a speech, explaining Surah Duha. And he started at 9 o'clock in the morning, and he continued talking about the surah, discussing the surah, the themes of the surah, the tafsir of the surah, all the way until 3 p.m. 6 hours straight. And he was a young kid at that time as well. Now, Ala Hazrat explained every letter. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma began to explain the different meanings of duha. And this continued for 6 hours. He rahimahullah himself states, I began writing the tafsir of Surah Duha, some ayahs of Surah Duha, and that compilation ended up being 80 parts. The ulama explained that one part is about 20 pages, large pages. So 20 times 80, 1600 pages. Allahu Akbar. That's just the tafsir of Surah Duha. So larger pages are used initially for the rough copy, and then the rasail, the books are, the booklets are published. So this would have been 80 booklets just on some verses of Surah Duha. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma then says that I stopped writing because I didn't have time. We already covered that Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma was so inundated, so busy with work in iftar, answering fatawa and issuing legal verdicts, that if he were to miss the sunan, sunnate muakkada, the emphasized sunan, then he would be excused. But even then, he would read the sunnah muakkada prayers as well. So subhanAllah, this was the devotion of Allah towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also his commitment to his work. Similarly, it's narrated that on one occasion, Allah Ali Rahman began mentioning the tafsir of Bismillah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And again, several hours passed, and he was still continuing to mention the tafsiri points of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now let us look at some works in Fatawa Razviya Sharif, which consist mostly of the Quranic sciences. And again, this highlights how much authority, how much expertise Allah has possessed in this science. This highlights the authority and the expertise of Allah Hazrat in this particular science. So we have one risala, Az-Zulalul Anqa. And in this risala, Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma has proven, without any doubt, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala is the greatest of all the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. In fact, after the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, the prophets and messengers alayhim salatu wassalam, the greatest human being to ever set foot on the earth was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. So in this particular work, Allah Hazrat Ali Rahman references so many Quranic ayat, and he derives his dalail, his proofs from so many ayat. And especially when mentioning the kamalat of the Prophet alayhi salam, again, his nazar of the Quran, nazar in the Quran, his prowess, intellectual prowess, his ability to subhanAllah attain and acquire proof from the Quran in this regard is matchless, subhanAllah. Now, the ulama of tafsir have mentioned varying levels of tafsir. So for example, you have tafsirul Quran bil Quran. So first of all, when you want to interpret a verse of the Quran, you go to the Quran itself to find any understanding of that particular verse. Is there any verse that can help in understanding that verse? This is called tafsirul Quran bil Quran. Now, the second level is tafsirul Quran bil Hadith. So if you can't find it in the Quran, you will find a hadith which explain certain verses of the Quran. And this is called tafsirul Quran bil Hadith. Then there's a third level, tafsirul Quran bi athari sahabati wa tabi'in. That you look for an explanation of the verse of the Quran through the aqwal of the sahaba and the tabi'in radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Their explanation of those verses of the Quran. And the fourth level of tafsir is trying to understand that verse in light of the Arabic language, the lexicons, the lughat, the Arabic dictionaries that are available as well, and using other Islamic sciences. Now, if any muhakkik, any research scholar were to read Fatawa Razviya Sharif, do mutala'a of Fatawa Razviya Sharif, he will find these usul, these darajat of tafsir in many, many places. How Allah Hazrat is explaining the Quran with the Quran, explaining the Quran with the hadith, explaining the Quran through the athar of sahaba and tabi'in, explaining the Quran through luha, the Arabic language, and other Islamic sciences as well, subhanAllah. Let's look at an example, inshallah. Allah Hazrat has a risala known as Tajalli al-Yaqeen bi anna nabiyyana Sayyidul Mursaleen. Now, this risala, this particular work, is all about proving that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all messengers and prophets alayhi wasallam. That in terms of ranks, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is right at the top. Because there were people in his time who were objecting to this belief, or they were denying it. And Allah has proved this in light of Quran and Hadith. Let us look briefly into this risala. Now, Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, when proving that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi wasallam, we will find his andaz, tafsir al-Quran bil-Quran, tafsir al-Quran bil-Hadith, tafsir al-Quran bi-athari sahaba wa tabi'in, etc. So first of all, Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, he says regarding Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says, look, the Quran tells us that Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is an intimate friend of Allah, he is Khalilullah, he has a high rank of his own. Allah Ta'ala narrates the call of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ, and do not humiliate me on the day that people will be raised. Now, this is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam making this request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making this dua. Whereas in regard to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you look at another verse of the Quran, that Allah Ta'ala himself says, يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه. The day in which Allah will not humiliate the Prophet and those who believe along with him. Those who are Muslims along with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, on one side you have the great Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam making dua to Allah. Ya Allah, do not humiliate me or disgrace me on the day of judgment when people will be raised. And on the other hand, you have the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah ta'ala himself, Jalla Jalaluhu, saying that on the day of judgment, Allah will not humiliate the Prophet alayhi salam and those who are Muslims along with him, those who believe alongside him, subhanallah. Similarly, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam speaks about his yearning to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he states, the Quran states this, إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. I am one who is traveling towards my Lord, going towards my Lord, and he will guide me, he will show me the way. Again, look at the verse. Ibrahim alayhi salam is speaking of going to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yearning to travel to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in another verse of the Quran, Surah Isra, Allah ta'ala says, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ. That purity be to Allah who took his chosen slave at night, any portion of the night. Ibrahim alayhi salam is talking about himself going to the court of Allah. And here we have Allah ta'ala speaking about taking the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the night journey, the journey of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, subhanallah. So in trying to establish that the Prophet alayhi salam is the greatest of all prophets, what is Ala Hazrat doing? Tafsir al-Quran bil-Quran. Look at his expertise in the ayat of the Quran. They're all mustahzar, they're all present in his mind. And he's using them to derive the correct aqidah that the Prophet alayhi salam is the greatest of all the prophets alayhi salam. Going ahead, again, the great Prophet Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala speaks about how the angels visited him, how they were guests of Ibrahim alayhi salam. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. That has news not reached you about the honorable guests of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam? But when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala states, وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. And Allah ta'ala helped you with groups which you did not see. And this word junood, which refers to groups, armies, refers to none other than the infallible angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. They came to serve the Prophet alayhi salam. They came to help the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another verse of the Quran, again this is highlighted, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ. And after this, the angels are helpers as well. So the angels are included amongst the army of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are there to assist and aid. This is the maqam of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, moving on, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam makes a dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. And I am swiftly going towards you, O my Lord, so that you become pleased with me. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي. And I am moving swiftly towards you, my Lord, so that you become happy with me. Become pleased with me. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates from the statements of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So this is in reference to how Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam took a group from the Bani Israel. And they went to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or wherever Allah ordained. And this is where he said this. Allah, we've come to you to gain your pleasure. But what does Allah ta'ala say regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran? فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Ala Hazrat writes this verse in Tajalli al-Yaqeen. And he says, soon we will turn you, O beloved, to a qibla that you desire. There's a whole incident behind this. How when Muslims came to Medina Sharif, then a year and a half, they were still praying towards Masjid al-Aqsa, the qibla at that time. But the Prophet alayhi wa sallam yearned for the Kaaba al-Musharrafa to be the qibla of the Muslims. And here Allah ta'ala pleased his beloved and said, soon we will turn you to the qibla that you desire, that you are happy with. Allahu Akbar. Allah said again, tafsir al-Quran bil-Quran, proving that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all prophets alayhi salatu wa sallam. And again, in Surah Duha, which we just touched upon, this surah of the Quran, Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا سَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allahu Akbar. Think, O viewers of Madin Shan, for a moment, if Allah ta'ala says to you that soon we will please you, soon we will grant you so much that you're pleased, who wouldn't want that? Imagine the maqam of that person But nobody holds this distinction in the creation except the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah Ta'ala says, and soon, O beloved, we will give you so much that you are pleased. Allahu Akbar. There Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is talking about pleasing Allah. Here, Allah Ta'ala is talking about pleasing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This shows the love that Allah has, the mahabbah that He has for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So look at the usloob, look at the manner of istidlal, of deriving evidence of Imam Ahli Sunnah, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. Tafsirul Quran bil Quran. Now look at the deep vision, the deep knowledge of the Quran that Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma possessed through another example. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma says, throughout the Quran, when you look at how Allah addressed the Prophets alayhi wasalam, you will realize that whenever He addressed them with the ya harfun nida, the particle which is used to address someone, the vocative particle, then you will find that He mentions that particular Nabi alayhi salam's name. But ya Musa, ya Isa, ya Ibrahim, ya Nuh. You will find this in the Quran. But when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala does not once say ya Muhammad in the Quran. In fact, Allah Ta'ala mentions beautiful titles of the Prophet alayhi salam. Ya ayyuhal Rasul, ya ayyuhal Nabi, Taha, Yasin, various other verses of the Quran wherein Allah Azza wa Jal addresses the Prophet alayhi salam, but never once says ya Muhammad, showing the respect of the Prophet alayhi salam, showing the maqam of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, showing how beloved the Prophet alayhi salam is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at this knowledge of Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, that through the Quran he deduces that this is also a dalil for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam being the greatest of all the messengers, subhanallah. Now if you look at the second stage, Tafsirul Quran bil Hadith, and again Allah Hazrat was a master in this, subhanallah. Let's look at a few of his books. He has a book titled Al-Amnu wal-Ula Lina'iti al-Mustafa Bidafi' al-Bala. He wrote this in reply to people in his time who said that reciting Durood Taj was impermissible, as the wordings of Durood Taj are wordings that lead to a person committing shirk, because you're referring to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Dafi' al-Bala, the averter of calamities and afflictions. Now how could Allah Hazrat remain quiet when people are making such bold and incorrect claims, of course? So Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma wrote this book, Al-Amnu wal-Ula. More than 50 verses of the Quran Allah Hazrat used to prove that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Dafi'ul Bala. And he used 300 ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tafsirul Quran bil-Hadith. He backed it up with 300 ahadith of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, showing, highlighting that the Prophet ﷺ is indeed a repeller of calamities, that it's fine to recite Durood Taj, there's nothing wrong with it, and the titles mentioned therein are perfectly fine to use for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So everything was backed up by Dalil. Now going back to the previous Risala, Tajalli al-Yaqeen, wherein Allah has proved that the Prophet ﷺ is the greatest of all messengers and prophets alayhi wasallam, he quoted an ayah of the Quran, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. These messengers, we have given superiority to some of them over others. In the explanation of this, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma narrated 100 ahadith to prove that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all prophets. So many ahadith. Ahadith, for example, wherein the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the master of the people on the day of judgment. And other ahadith similar to this. He mentioned the famous hadith of Shafa'ah, wherein on the day of judgment, people will go to one Nabi, then to another Nabi, then to another Nabi, until eventually Isa alayhi salam will tell them to go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he will be the one who can help you on this day. And the Prophet alayhi salam will say, Ana laha, yes, I am for this purpose. I will help you on this day. And he will open the door of Shafa'ah on the day of judgment. Again, Allah is proving that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the greatest of all prophets. Why? Because everyone will be in need of his assistance on Yawm al-Qiyamah, subhanallah. Now the third type we mentioned, Tafsir al-Quran bi athari sahaba wa tabi'een. And in the tafsir of this ayah, Tilka rusulu faddalna ba'dhum ala ba'd, Allah Azad quotes 12 sahaba ikiram, the aqwal of 12 sahaba, again showing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all prophets alayhi wasallam. And he mentions aqwal of tabi'een as well. So in the tafsir of one ayah, Allah Azad Ali Rahma mentions so many other ayat, Tafsir al-Quran bil-Quran. He mentions so many ahadith, so many aqwal of sahaba and tabi'een as well. And this shows again his masterful expertise in the sciences of Quran and its interpretation. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, and for the sake of that pure knowledge that he had, that inspired knowledge that he had, that immaculate and immense knowledge that he had of Ulum al-Shari'ah, Ulum al-Quran, Ulum al-Hadith, where he used those sciences, that knowledge he had, to mention the shan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We pray to Allah that Allah ta'ala grants us such knowledge as well. That when we read the Quran, we read it in such a way that our love for Allah increases. Our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam increases. When we read the Hadith collection, our love for the Prophet alayhi salam increases. We respect him greatly. We venerate him. We revere him. The Sahaba, the Ahlul Bayt, the Awliya-i Kamilin. This is the maqsood of reciting Islamic literature, to bring you closer to the court of Allah, closer to the Prophet alayhi salam, closer to the loved ones, the Salihin, those who are Muqarrabeen, who have proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Jalla wa Ala enable us to remain steadfast upon our Iman. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
A grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace. A grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace.